dear people who keep company with God. The Father is interested in revealing His heart to the world through His people. We are to represent Him. This is not always easy, as His ways are not our ways and His thoughts are very different from our thoughts. Isaiah 55:8-9. The Bible does give us some glimpses into what the Father's heart and ways look like through the life and teachings of Christ. I have discovered a lot about both the Father's ways and how He relates to human beings, particularly in the parable of the prodigal son. Luke 15:18-20. I will get up and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men. So he got up and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. The Father is always watching us, even when we drift away from Him. He waits for our return. When we come back to Him anticipating a lecture and some type of punishment or conditional acceptance, we actually find the opposite. The Father has compassion on us and comes out and embraces us with forgiving and comforting love. It is always a great day when a backslider returns home, and I find it easy to demonstrate to them the Father's heart. Luke 15:25-28. Now his older son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. And he summoned one of the servants and began inquiring what these things could be. And he said to him, Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has received him back safe and sound. But he became angry and was not willing to go in. And his father came out and began pleading with him. The elder brother is another story, and the one I personally find very challenging to deal with, much less demonstrate to them the Father's heart. Those who have the elder brother's heart may actually never leave the Father's house, but they are just as lost in the house as the prodigals are out in the world. They have a very difficult time coming in from the fields of their strivings, resentment, and criticism. In fact, this parable ends with the elder brother angry and unreconciled to the father or his brother. Anger directed at the Lord Himself and His family is the ultimate fruit of the elder brother's heart. The first elder brother in the Bible was Cain. He was so consumed with his strivings, resentment, and anger that he killed his brother, Abel, in spite of the Lord's efforts to reach him. Genesis 4:1-8. 1 Samuel 16:7 presents to us another elder brother, David's brother, Eliab. He was the one Samuel thought was to be the next king of Israel because of his appearance and the height of his stature. Elder brothers and sisters tend to be very concerned about the outward appearance. Other people's opinions are way too important to them. 1 Samuel 17:28. Now Eliab, his oldest brother, heard when he spoke to the men, and Eliab's anger burned against David, and he said, Why have you come down? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your insolence and the wickedness of your heart, for you have come down in order to see the battle. When David questioned the situation that was going on with Goliath, Eliab became furious and, in essence, said to David, "Who do you think you are?" Truthfully, there have been many times in my life that I have had an elder brother's heart, and like the biblical elder brothers, I resented anyone who made me question what was going on with me. The elder brother's heart is one consumed with insecurity and fear of not measuring up. This ultimately leads to anger and seething hostility. In spite of this, the Father still comes out to us when we have an elder brother's heart pleading with us to repent and allow His compassion and love into our wounded hearts. He equally loves the angry elder brother and sister and desires to reveal His Father's heart to them. Many blessings. Byron Wicker.